And we prove from the scriptures that it is God's will for the believer to prosper. Actually, God wants us to prosper because of the gospel. Because if we do not prosper, we cannot do a lot of things that we're supposed to do concerning the gospel. We won't be in this place. And God said in his word, we started this with Zechariah chapter 1, verse 17. He said, "Cry yet saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, my cities, true prosperity shall yet be spread abroad." You can interpret that to mean that my message, true prosperity shall be spread abroad, and the Lord shall yet comfort Zion and shall yet choose Jerusalem. Praise God. Now, we know that that is not the only place where God talked about us prospering. The Bible says at the mouth of, can we read 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1? It says, "This is the third time I'm coming to you. In the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word be established." In Psalm 35, verse 27, it says, "Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servant." Praise the Lord Jesus. So it tells us that God wants us to prosper. Now, Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18. "But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore unto thy fathers, as it is this day." How many witnesses have I called now? Three witnesses. Praise the Lord. I'm going to add a little bit to that. You know, when you study for a subject in an exam and you're loaded up, you just give them the extras, right? Hallelujah. Amen. Psalm 112, verse 1. Let's start from verse 1. It says, "Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord." Is this the man that is cursing God? No. "Feareth the Lord, that delighted greatly in his commandments." Amen. "His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed." Now, some of these may look at those two verses and say, "Wow, yeah, that's true." But let's look at the third verse. He said, "Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever." Hallelujah. Then the promise of the new covenant, which we'll find in Ezekiel of our salvation, the salvation that we received comes with it prosperity. Praise the Lord. Ezekiel 36, verse 26. It says, "A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh. And I'll put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgments and do them. And you shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers. You shall be my people, and I'll be your God." Amen. It says, "And I will also save you from all your uncleanliness, and I will call for corn, and I will increase it and lay no famine upon you." It says, "And I will multiply the fruit of the tree and the increase of the field, that ye shall receive no more reproach of famine among the heathen." If you say that after reading all this, you don't want to prosper, it's personal. It's personal. So we said if you want to prosper and do things God's way, you should expose yourself, number one, to hearing the word of God. Amen. Hear the word of God from the mouth of a preacher. That it means you can't hear it except you're in church. Amen? Because in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 20, "And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, Hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, so shall he be established. Believe his prophets, so shall he prosper." Praise the Lord. And in Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 15, all right, it says, "And I will give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding." Amen. Now, sometimes you may find in the body of Christ people who have abused, you know, the grace of God. And when God begins to discipline them, they convert it into a doctrine for everybody. Hallelujah. And we should not listen to them. So we said that number two is that you should study the word of God so that you can rightly divide the word of truth. You will know the promises of God. He said, number three, we said you should be led by the Spirit of God, because it is God who knows where the big investments are. He knows what will happen in the next 3 months that nobody knows. Hallelujah. And so he knows what to tell us and what not to tell us. And I, you know, sometimes people jump all over the place with their investments. They say, sell now. There's a hurricane coming. Sell. And God says, don't mind them. There's nothing going on. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So you are led by the Spirit of God. You're not led by your emotions. Amen. And number four, we said you should be humble. You should be humble. Praise God. Be humble. Because God resists the proud. God will resist the proud any day. Be humble. If you're not humble, you will not listen to biblical instructions. You will not even listen to the pastors that God set over you. When they advise you, you won't listen. People just want to do whatever that they want to do. This is America. Nobody tells me what to do. I used to say that the only people nobody tells what to do are either in jail, panhandlers, or they are dead. One of these three. So you listen to instruction, amen, and do what God says. God knows better than all of us. He's wiser. He can see what's coming. When it comes to investment, God knows where the money is. You know, sometimes people, and don't go to places just because you looked at it. Ooh, it looks nice to me. That was how Lot looked at Sodom and Gomorrah and lost everything. We go where God sends us. Number five, we did say that you should be engaged in legitimate enterprise. Walk. The name of it is walk. Let him that does not walk not eat. But America is a benevolent place in that the government has food stamps, all those things to help people. You know, they help also with accommodation and stuff like that. It is not a place where you are supposed to go and settle down and live there the rest of your life. And some people are now advocating, you know, basic income. They say, well, you're a pastor, people give pastors money. The Bible says, God has ordained that they which preach the gospel should live off the gospel. So I'm working for my pay. Be engaged in legitimate enterprise, because it is the work of your hands that God will bless. Amen? Hallelujah. So number six is that we should give. Amen? Give, be generous toward God. Hallelujah. If you're not generous toward God, you are not going to prosper. Because if God has no stake in your increase, he has no stake in your decrease. That is, if you want to prosper God's way, amen, there is kingdom prosperity and there is the world's prosperity. Praise God. The world will prosper a season and they will fail. We know big businesses that have failed, even in America. Praise the Lord. There were some businesses that were here 10 years ago. They're not here now. Some of them went woke and they went broke. Hallelujah. So you give. You give to the kingdom for the kingdom advancement. You sponsor the gospel. We are the ones that are supposed to sponsor the gospel. We give money for the advancement of God's kingdom. Hallelujah. That's why we give our tithes. That's why we give our offerings. Amen. And then we give kingdom projects also. We want to build buildings. We want to buy new equipment. If the offering does not cover it, we cough out more and trust God that God will on the flip side bless us for those things. And he does. You can't outgive God. If you have outgiven God, I'd like to see you, because your case is special. Amen. I've never seen anybody that has outgiven God. Praise the Lord. So you give towards the things of God. There are various givings that you do. You give to your relatives, praise God, and you give to the need in the house of God, and you give to the poor in the world. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because the Bible says we should do good to all men, especially them that are out of the household of faith. Amen. So God will speak to you personally on what to do. Glory be to God. Now, so the final part of it is the fact that we need to give thanks. We need to have an attitude of gratitude when we're dealing with God. Because though our gift is a token, when you bring your tithe, your offering, it's a token. God owns all things. The energy that you have to do what you're doing, God gave it to you. The breath of life God gave to you. The cattle upon 1,000 hills belong to God. The silver and the gold belong to God. The oil, black gold that is in the ground belongs to God. Man met it here. The diamonds and all of these things, man met it here. The land that we, you know, the people buy, they say it belongs to me, you know, and we're trading, it belongs to God. That's why he said, if I was hungry, I wouldn't tell you. Because, see, where you're standing on belongs to me. Your skin, I gave it to you. So there's nothing you're going to be. So when we give to God, it's like when we, you know, we have little toddlers at home, you know, and all of that. Sometimes you can give them a cookie. And when you give them a cookie and you playfully like say, can I have part of the cookies? They go, no. But you give it to them. Some people have learned the hard way. What do I mean? They spend all the time walking. I have to walk. I have to walk. I have to walk. Then maybe one of the organs packs up. Then I have to pray. You now become an emergency Christian. You're in church 24/7 and all of that. God is not deceived. If you don't spend time hearing the word, you can't grow your faith. And when trouble strikes, when your faith should be up, it will be down. And if God is giving you progress, give him thanks. Amen. In Hosea chapter 14, can we read that verse 2? Take with you words and turn to the Lord and say unto him, take away all iniquity and receive us graciously, so will we render the calves of our lips. Amen. And so God takes away those things, all right, praise the Lord, and he receives us. And as we're doing things, we're sowing seed, we're doing all of that, we give thanks. As God prospers you, give thanks. Be gracious to him. When food is set before you, give thanks. People think it's just prayer to bless the food. Then they say the food is already blessed. So because he said he will bless my food and my water, so I'm going to just eat. No, you're giving thanks for the provision. You have a good family. You have your husband. Before any terrible thing happens, give thanks. If I give thanks, so no terrible thing will happen. Because God will remember their thanksgiving is before me for this thing. When the enemy wants to come, just kick him out. You want to stop my thanksgiving? Because one of the things that the adversary wants to do is to stop us from praising God. Hallelujah. And we make our songs about us. He's running after me. He's running after me. He's running after me. And if you have mentality that he's running after you, where are you going to praise him from? We need to offer, render the calves of our lips. Jonah chapter 2 verse 9. It says, but I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving, and I will pay that which I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. Psalm 107 verse 21. It says, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. Psalm 50 verse 10. He said, for every beast of the field is mine, and the cattle upon it are 1,000 hills. I know all the fowls of the mountains and the wild beasts of the field are mine. He says, if I were hungry, I would not tell thee. For the world is mine and the fullness thereof. Will I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? Offer unto God thanksgiving. Pay thy vows unto the Most High. And call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. Hallelujah. So we give him thanks. We praise him. Amen. If trouble shows up, we go to the God who solves all problems. If you don't know what to do, and maybe a very dangerous letter comes to you, just take it to your home, shut the door, lay it before the Lord, and praise him. I say, Father, this letter is for you. There's an eviction. This letter is for you. There is somebody going on. This is for you. Now, if you acted wrongly, foolishly, you need to repent. Say, Father, I'm sorry I handled this matter wrongly. Please have mercy upon me and help me. Then God will go into the matter. He said, call upon me in the day of trouble and I will answer you. God is your Father. Amen. God is your Father. He loves you. He cares for you. He said, cast all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. That's why we say that the promises of God are a ramp to pass over the circumstances of this life. Amen. So that when trouble comes, it will pass over us. Amen. And when God does these things, we give thanks. Say, Father, we thank you for it. That's why we do Thanksgiving in church here. Thank you for all the miracles. Thank you for, you know, and stop hiding your miracles. Hallelujah. Testify of his works in the midst of God's people. Hallelujah. That way you glorify God. You know, when you testify, you glorify God. That's praise. If things are going well for you, give thanks. You know, sometimes the so-called spiritual laugh at some African churches because they dance a lot. They dance a lot. They're wondering what is spiritual about this dancing. You are not God. So you don't know what is going on. That is their praise. And you're seeing the kind of outstanding miracles you're going to see. Give him thanks. Hebrews chapter 13. I'll start from verse 1. He said, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what men shall do unto me. When the Bible talks about you being contented, he's not talking about the fact that you should not have any desire for increase. But he's saying, don't be moved out of the peace of God because of it. Don't be overly concerned about it. Because God knows you have need of these things. Amen? And he will provide them when you seek first his kingdom. Is that not true? Now, if you look through the Bible, you see people that God helped. And when God helps you and is your helper, you are never small. When God helps you, you'll be great. When God helps you, you'll be exceptional. You do things people in your position cannot do. Hallelujah. Be bold. You're a child of the King. The biggest of them in the world cannot be compared to your status in the realm of the Spirit. Hallelujah. You are a child of God. Think about it. Say, I'm a child of God. I'm a child of the King. Amen. The King of the universe is your daddy. Hallelujah. That's why you should give him thanks. Bible says, in all things, give thanks. For this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. So when there's a battle, just say, wow, you don't know what you're playing with. Hallelujah. So I may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Why? Man can't do you anything. Amen. The next verse. He says, remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Praise God. All these things are loaded. Amen. Be not carried about with diverse and strange doctrines, like saying the prosperity gospel and all of that. Let them aside. Let them go. If they want to be poor, let them be poor. Don't give them anything anyway, because you won't prosper from their hands. For it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meats, which have not profited them, which have been occupied therein. We have an altar whereof they have no right to eat, which serve the tabernacle. They say, for the bodies of these beasts, whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin, are burned without the camp. Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. Let us go forth therefore unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. He's talking about preaching here. For here have we no continuing city, but we seek one to come. So whatever we're using this world for, we use it as not abusing it, because this fashion passes away. When you get money, sow some seed into the kingdom, so you have something laid up for you in heaven. Don't eat it all. Amen. Hallelujah. Sow some seed of good works, some seed of service in the house of God. He said, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Amen. Hallelujah. Give thanks. Amen. Amen.